Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I don't understand this one. Every now and then I get a story like this where I just don't understand what has happened here. And this is one of these stories. So this... The headline is this: Florida man caught pooping on a dead possum in full view of the motoring public. Care to unwrap that one, Kane?
No, thanks.
Like, I don't even understand where this stuff comes from. Okay, so this one says the man said that the officer doesn't see straight and deny the allegations. The guy looked like he got in a fight with a possum. Yeah. So he was arrested after he was seen defecating on a dead possum by police officers out in the open where any other motorist could see him. It was just 2 days ago at 5:30 p.m. Clearwater, Florida. They witnessed 45-year-old Rudy Wilcox. Okay, Kane, this guy's 45 years old, they say. I got to put the look. I need you to look at his picture. How in the hell is that guy 45 years old?
45?
The dude is so... He looks like the guy. Oh my gosh, he is just no. He looks like he is 60.
Oh yeah,
that dude,
late 50s, early
easy.
60s.
So 45-year-old Rudy Wilcox was seen defecating on a dead possum in a public area. They said this is official news. This is the police report. They said that police saw Wilcox's pants lowered and his anal region exposed. And that it wasn't just seen by the officers, but that he was in full view of the motoring public during busy traffic hours. Kane's dying right now. Are you just dead? You're just dead.
How much more to this story?
There's more.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so police said that Wilcox denied the allegation. He said that the officer didn't see straight. And they said, dude, we see the physical evidence. We just see it there. And he said, that's not what it is. And I didn't do that. He did all that. But they said, no, you. So they arrested him for exposure of sexual organs, and he was booked in a county jail on a $150 bond. So if you're just joining us, a dude literally dropped a deuce on a dead possum on the side of the road. So. And police said that his full anal area was exposed, and they cited him for exposure of sexual organs.
So it costs.
But it is legal to poop on a dead possum in Florida.
Yeah, it costs $150.
If you show poop. Your ass in Florida, it's $150.
Poop
but you
a
can
possum.
Poop on a dead possum.
Okay.
We've established that.
All right.
I'm bookmarking this one. This one gets saved, dude. This one gets saved. this one ain't going nowhere. Oh my gosh. Let's see. We also have. Oh man. Oh, here's a headline. What's going on in Florida lately? A Florida man was arrested after giving unauthorized massages. This is in Jacksonville. Well, they say that Dion Gordon was arrested Wednesday and charged with 5 counts of sexual battery at the Jacksonville Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Office. And they said that he just started giving massages.
So I'm supposed to stretch him, not rub him.
Oh, man. The patients were like, this is weird. And they reported him. So he's totally in jail. Oh, my gosh. I can't deal with this stuff. I got to get to the guy who blamed voices for robbing Dollar General 2 times in a day. 2 times in the same day, the same Dollar General. As we get going, our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PMR30. Kel-Tec is a great company, and they make a lot of really cool stuff. And if you are unfamiliar with anything that they have, well, you need to go familiarize yourself, and you need to go check it out at KelTecWeapons.com. So the PMR30 is awesome. You have the PMR30 and the CMR30. I love the PMR30. I have it. It's an awesome 22. Lightweight, 30-round standard capacity. It's great for target acquisition, practicing target acquisition. I think it was a great entry pistol for my kids when I was training them with proper stance and discipline with shooting handguns. And it's really cool. I mean, then you have the CMR-30 as well, which is the carbine, right? That's the carbine version. And so the cool thing with these two is that they're incredibly innovative. I mean, it's perfectly, I guess you could say packable, the CMR-30. And the CMR-32, it's incredibly versatile. It's 22, holds 30 rounds in each of its two flush fit mags. You got a lot of firepower. It's like, what, 3.8 pounds, I think. Comes out of the, I mean, it's the Magpul sights, it's ambidextrous. It's the big brother to the PMR-30. You have an integrated accessory rail for mounting a light, all kinds of really cool stuff for the CMR-30. You need both of them, honestly. It's the PMR-30's big brother. It takes the same 22 Magnum magazines. You got the ballistic advantage. You have to learn more about it. You can learn all about the PMR-30 and the big brother, the carbine, the CMR-30 at KeltechWeapons.com. That's KELTEC, weapons.com. Follow them on social media, too. KeltechWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. So I saw, how do I say this? They have gay nutcrackers. Now, Steve's response was that was a Tuesday, and it took me a second. But they have those, and they have apparently gay Christmas decorations. I mean, how much of an annoying virtue signaler are you that you have to put some sort of tangible representation of how you get it on your tree? Well, I wouldn't have known how you had sex if you didn't have that gay Santa ornament on your tree. I mean, or the gay nutcracker. Wow, I wouldn't know that you how you like to have sex if you didn't have that gay nutcracker. Why? Why does everything have to just... They do. They have these. I mean, it's the most... It is a joke by itself. This was not done to be humorous. They did this on purpose, like accidentally on purpose. So they have these... And for the people on the left who read with pictures, what we're making fun of is the fact that they feel the need to seek validation in Christmas ornaments. I love to celebrate the birth of my savior by declaring how I have to sex. So basically, you're celebrating the birth of a savior with fornication. That's essentially what I am to understand out of this. That's correct, Kane, right? Yeah. Celebrating holiness with fornications, like screwing for chastity, guys. Doesn't make any sense, but I digress. Do you constantly have to tell people who you are all the time with everything? What is the point of this? Does your blood type change? Do you have purple blood now? Does something in you change because of your preferences in a private activity? Why do you have to have this all the time everywhere? The regular nutcracker wasn't good enough. The regular Santa wasn't good enough. You couldn't just have regular ornaments. You got to have gay ornaments.
What makes them gay?
Yeah, I guess they put rainbows on it. And they're like, look, ta-da, now it's gay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. They also, I don't know how to address this one. Because... it's so over the top. We're making fun of it. And there's a difference between making fun of something and criticizing it. We just think it's ridiculously hysterical, no pun intended. It is hysterical. I mean, I just don't understand why. And I was looking on that. They literally have a whole category of alphabet. They have alphabet Christmas decorations.
What, like the letters?
They have alphabet Christmas deals. LGBT. They don't have any Q on there. Riot. I mean, I don't understand this. Why? I don't understand.
Just being inclusive.
Of what?
Of the gay community.
So you're telling me that unless Santa is decked out like Liberace in rainbows, that he's hostile?
I don't know about that. Is that what the claim is?
I don't know. If I was Santa, ain't nobody be getting crap this year.
Wait, are
except
they
dictionaries and Bibles, because a lot of people need it.
Are they saying that regular ornaments are hostile?
Apparently, they needed special gay ones. They didn't feel represented. You know, the reindeer with the red nose wasn't representative of how, you know, oh man. Help me out here, Kane.
If Rudolph changed his gender, he could dominate all the female reindeer games.
Right, exactly. When I get our Christmas ornaments, my mom is one of those people who's like, you don't put ornaments on the tree unless it's like a keepsake. And I'm like, all right. So all of ours, you know, mean something. Either the kids made them or it was from when we were kids, something like that. And I just can't, you know, I was looking at like a Santa. He used to be in felt, but over the years it just kind of worn off. But I just can't imagine looking at that and being thinking and going, you know, quietly whispering, why do you hate gay people? to my Santa ornament, you know. I put these ornaments up, but I think they hate the gays. So they have a whole rainbow section, but not to be outdone because, you know, what's Christmas without exuberant virtue signaling from every single aspect of humanity? There's a Santa on wheels. I don't care. I just think, like, why was this necessary before? Did it really ever bother anybody before that there wasn't a Santa in a wheelchair?
No, it would make the story of him coming down the chimney a lot less believable. That's what I'm saying.
I hate you.
Can we not?
This is your fault. Oh, my gosh. I don't understand why the need to go that hardcore. Right. Do you see me out there like, where's my Santa with guns? I got to have my Santa with guns all over him. You know, I'm not out there demanding that. Right. I'm not asking, you know, for like a dead reindeer slung over his shoulder and a hunting rifle over the other. I'm not.
I don't insist on a Mexican Santa.
Yeah, you don't have a sombrero Santa.
Right.
That's right. Damn that. They hate you. If it's not on the shelf, they hate you.
Yep. That's what it is. It's oppression. That's what it is.
It's actual oppression. Yeah. It's slavery, actually, because you don't have a sombrero. It's Hitlerism.
Fascism.
Completely.
Yeah.
I just, why the constant, never-ending virtue? It's so cringe. Stop it. You don't have to have rainbow everything. You don't have to have, it just, because it seems contrived and it seems like it's put on. I mean, you're making cheap crap in China and slapping rainbows on it, you know, where they would kill you for being gay. And they're acting like that's like somehow supportive of the alphabet community. I mean, the irony is so insane. And there are people who are just like, oh yeah, I love that. So I'm going to get my gay ornaments at the Targets. I don't know. I'm telling you what, Santa's just bringing everybody Bibles and dictionaries. It's all anybody gets this year. Martha Stewart says she's not doing turkey. She said she's turkeyed out.
What?
She says that she's sick of cooking. She's done. She'd made 14 turkeys already for a TV show this year. She says she's turkeyed out.
Is that legal?
No. Arrest her. Throw her back in jail. In my administration, I'd arrest her for being turkeyed out. You don't get to be turkeyed out in America. By the way, your friendly reminder to put your turkey in your fridge. You're welcome. Yeah, your frozen turkey, put it in your fridge. So I have some other serious news, too. But I was completely distracted by the gay ornaments. Oh, and then, of course, you have the stories that are like, there's backlash from people about the gay ornaments. Do you think people are getting boycott fatigue?
I hope so.
I mean, I don't necessarily boycott. I just don't want to be somewhere that's cringe in the event that it's catching. You know, I just don't go there just because it's gross or it's cringe or something. But I do wonder if people are getting boycott burnout, which you can't really. But, you know, for this stuff, It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. But the stories that have been written on this are, oh, people are there's backlash. It's not backlash. People are making fun of it. The left can't even if you can't make fun of yourself for this, then you're truly a shell of a human because it is hysterical. All the to have a whole section of gay ornaments is just hysterical. It is the most commercial thing I could ever think of. It is hysterical, and you should be laughing about it because it's funny. But they're like, there's backlash. No, we're like, Target really is having one. They really outdid themselves this year. That's what the response has been. Good grief.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So David DePape, he's the weirdo who, that was the whole Paul Pelosi thing. He was found guilty in the Paul Pelosi hammer attack case. That came out yesterday. So he was already, he was having his case. They went to trial. They found him guilty. Well, of course he was guilty. Diddy was sued for, I really don't give a rat's ass. Can I skip this? I really don't care about Puff Daddy or Diddy or whatever the hell he wants to call himself. I just don't care. I don't care about these super rich, self-indulgent people's problems. I don't care. Go to hell. I don't care. Moving on. A gang of savage monkeys kill a boy age 10 in a horror temple attack. This is what I'm talking about. This is horrific. Guys, I've told you, I have problems with certain animals. I love animals. I told you how I had a slap fight with a chimpanzee, right? That our neighbors had been... Yeah, that was a real thing. Maybe I should talk about that more. This child, though, was murdered. He was murdered by a group of monkeys. They launched this horrifying attack on him in India. Deepak Thakur, 10, was playing with his friends when the little monkeys set their sights on him. They ripped his torso. They, like, ripped him apart, like, literally. It was near a temple on Tuesday, according to police. They rushed him to the hospital, but, I mean, they literally disemboweled him. Medics couldn't even treat him, and they're still trying to find all of the monkeys that were involved in this attack. They are mean. People think that they're like, they're not. They're terrifying, mean little things. I think I'd rather deal with a shark than I would a gang of those monkeys. For real. I'd rather deal, I think, maybe with a gang of sharks. Right? Because sharks don't have hands. You know? I'm just saying. So they had this Apex CEO summit, and Elon Musk was replaced by John Kerry due to a scheduling clash. And this was after he had been branded the world's richest bigot. He agreed with some posts, and people were calling him anti-Semitic as a result of it. Speaking of anti-Semites, Roger Waters was denied a hotel stay in Argentina and Uruguay over not, I don't know why they call them allegations, anti-Semitic allegations. Roger Waters is a flaming, raging anti-Semite. He is the human equivalent of an angry hemorrhoid. That is Roger Waters. He is a walking, bipedal, angry hemorrhoid who hates Jews. That's Roger Waters. I mean, have you ever seen any of the stuff that he says? Good griefs. Other people would get taken off air for saying the stuff that Roger Waters has said. So he was denied this these hotel rooms in Argentina, the socialist nation. They have standards. Who knew? He was going to be staying in Buenos Aires ahead of some shows as a part of his drill, but those reservations fell through. And also the neighboring Uruguay, they wouldn't host him either. And he said that he was still in Sao Paulo, Brazil, where he performed a few days. Nobody cares, Roger. You're an old, angry anti-Semite. Nobody, literally nobody cares. I mean, he's still touring. He's alive still. So, you know, I guess he's doing something healthy for himself. I would just think that that much hatred, et cetera, would be bad for one's, you know, constitution, but whatever. It's not nearly half. They said that the GOP would have been at fault, that people would have faulted them if the government shut down. And they said nearly half of Americans. So the other, like, actual half would blame Democrats, right? Yeah, more than half. It's so stupid. So stupid. Just so ridiculous. Couple of other things. New Hampshire, the presidential primary date is set for January 23rd. Democrats are mad because that defies Biden's primary order. He had not wanted this. And so New Hampshire, it's going to be the state's first in the nation GOP primary. New Hampshire Democrats are going to face punishment from the DNC if they leapfrog South Carolina. So Biden's mad because they're all fighting over their primary rules. And why in the ever-loving hell are we having another debate? So January 23rd is another debate. Another debate. How many damn debates do we have to have? How many times do we got to see the same damn people get up on stage and do the same? I'm just so tired of it. I'm just not. $10 billion for Iran. Sure, why not? Apparently, that's happening with the administration. Yeah, he's offered them another $10 billion, unlocking fresh new billions for Iran. A couple of other things. Kane showed me this, too. I saw this last night because this was circulating. I don't know if you saw this, but the Army has been sending out letters to all of the soldiers, everybody in the military that has resisted the vaccine. And it's asking, basically, I guess what? It wants to ask them back. They've rescinded. They rescinded their requirements back in February. And then they sent out and they said, we're right to notify you of new Army guidance regarding the correction of military records. So you had people who had been kicked out because they refused to get the clot shot. And so now they're saying that they're requesting, they're allowing people to change their military personnel records, including characterization of discharge as it relates to the clot shot. And if people were desire to return to service, they can, et cetera, et cetera. You could say it's good news. I mean, to me, this is nothing. There should have been a major, I require a major public apology, not this. We're just going to quietly send out a letter, BS. I require one to lie prostrate in front of the American people and beg for forgiveness because this was such an egregious offense. That's what it's going to take for reconciliation. Otherwise, I don't think that enlistment is worth it. Oh, I've said it. It's probably unpopular to say. I don't care. I'm not here to tickle everybody's fancies and be everybody's BFF. I'm not your damn big bird. You want my opinion? There's my opinion. Unless they start groveling, we're so sorry that we acted like CCP leaders and we kicked out perfectly healthy people for not getting the clot shot. We are so sorry that we actually labeled as insubordinate people who declined to get the clot shot. The injection that doesn't work. YouTube, you fascist bastards, you people can just pound sand because it is an ineffective liquid injection that the government was making you get that does absolutely nothing. It never did anything. It still doesn't do anything. It is a placebo that people were led to believe actually was effective. It is a sin that your government committed against you, an offense that is so egregious, a stupid little, well, we write to inform you that you can change your records, letter from the military, pound sand. I want public groveling. I want a public apology to everyone whose characters you impugned. I want a public apology to all the people whose records were ruined because of the way that they were discharged, because they refused to play along with your pretend fantasy science fiction and believe that this injection was actually helpful in any way. No, you owe a lot of people an apology. So no, I would set it on fire. I wouldn't change anything in the record. I'd set it on fire. The fact that you even have to do it yourself. That's the thing that they list in here. You can request a correction, pound sand, change it for them. Let's save everybody the effort. You impugn the characters of all these people that rejected your quote unquote vaccine. You change it yourself instead of going through this whole, making them go through this process of clearing their names. You rat bastards. I'm not. It's Friday. Half of you are preparing your turkey already, getting it ready in the fridge. I don't care. This is stupid. This is one of the things that makes me the angriest. It makes me the angriest. And I'm still mad over it. And I have every right to be. There were people. I had people in my husband that were in my husband's groomsmen. One of my husband's groomsmen wouldn't have anything to do with us because we had already had the virus and we didn't get the vaccine on top of it. And basically intimated that we were killers and we just disregarded everybody else's well-being. You had people that were stupid enough to buy into this fairy tale. And all of these branches of government, including military, they think that they're just going to sidestep it with a simple letter. Burn in hell. No. You absolute, dirty, just ignorant, evil rat bastards. No. You owe a lot of people an apology. People were arrested for this. They were kicked out of military service for this. Oh, and now you need them back? Because old President Daddy Showers McCheesehead? Because he can't keep it straight in the Pacific? And hell, we may be involved in a two-front World War III again? Oh, now you need everybody back, huh? I saw this tweet the other day. And it said, it was some kind of survey. I didn't bother looking at it. But it was a survey wherein they said that people, they're talking about military recruitment and how low military recruitment is, and that people don't want to fight for their country anymore. That's not the truth of the matter. Not at all. People are tired of fighting their country. They're tired of fighting their government. How do you feel about a government that takes 40% of your income and sends it to Ukraine? How do you feel about a government that won't allow you to talk about any, by the way, any funding for any kind of foreign nation, because sometimes it's off limits to talk about some? A government that colluded with the CDC to hide defensive gun usages as a way to argue for you. You had the government, that the CDC, that colluded with gun control groups as a way to argue you out of your rights. That kind of, that government. The government that thinks that your kids, by way of being in schools that they force you to pay for and provide subpar education because they don't allow teachers to teach, that government, do you really feel like, you know, putting it all on the line for that government? People don't feel like dying for a government that would penalize them for calling a man a man. People don't feel like dying for a government that would fire them from the, kick them out of the military because they didn't get an ineffective, not really vaccine clot shot. People don't want to die for a government and put it on the line for a government that would disarm their wives or their husbands, their families at home while their loved one is away fighting overseas. No, it's not that people don't want to fight for their country. They're tired of fighting their country, their government. People want to fight for the American dream all damn day, but this government doesn't represent the American dream. That's the issue.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.